This was the reason, Einstein suggested, why the wave theory faced especially great difficulties explaining the photoelectric effect. A future Nobel laureate, but in 1906 a Privat Dozent at Berlin University, Max Lau wrote to Einstein that he was willing to accept that quanta may be involved during the emission and absorption of light. However, that was all. Light itself was not made up of quanta, warned Lau, but it is when it is exchanging energy with matter that it behaves as if it consisted of them. Few even conceded that much. Part of the problem lay with Einstein himself. In his original paper, he did say that light behaves as though it consisted of quanta. This was hardly a categorical endorsement of the quantum of light. This was because Einstein wanted something more than just a heuristic point of view. He craved a fully-fledged theory. The photoelectric effect had proved to be a battlefield for the clash between the supposed continuity of light waves and the discontinuity of matter, atoms. But in 1905, there were still those who doubted the reality of atoms. On 11th May, less than 2 months after he had finished his quantum paper, the Annalen der Physik received Einstein's second paper of the year. It was his explanation of Brownian motion, and it became a key piece of evidence in support of the existence of atoms. When in 1827 the Scottish botanist Robert Brown peered through a microscope at some pollen grains suspended in water, he saw that they were in a constant state of haphazard motion, as if buffeted by some unseen force. It had already been noted by others that this erratic wiggling increased as the temperature of the water rose, and it was assumed that some sort of biological explanation lay behind the phenomenon. However, Brown discovered that when he used pollen grains that were up to 20 years old, they moved in exactly the same way. Intrigued, he produced fine powders of all manner of inorganic substances, from glass to a piece of the Sphinx, and suspended each of them in water. He found the same zigzagging motion in each case and realized that it could not be animated by some vital force. Brown published his research in a pamphlet entitled A Brief Account of Microscopical Observations Made in the Months of June, July, and August 1827 on the particles contained in the pollen of plants and on the general existence of active molecules in organic and inorganic bodies. Others offered plausible explanations of Brownian motion, but all were sooner or later found wanting. By the end of the 19th century, those who believed in the existence of atoms and molecules accepted that Brownian motion was the result of collisions with water molecules.